Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to MV Talk Radio's broadcast of May 13, 2015. My name is Mike McCoy, and Deanna Reeder will be joining us shortly to discuss current events in Moreno Valley, California. You can follow our podcast by going to our internet site at blogtalkradio.com. In the search box, enter MV City Talk and navigate to our show or to any archive show from the past. You are welcome to phone in and be on the show at 946-929-0610. Then follow the instructions given by the automated operator or email Deanna for help. You may email us at any time at stopvotesforsale@gmail.com, and Deanna will do her best to respond to your questions. Thank you all for listening in. Now let's get started. Good evening, Deanna. How are you doing, and how was the council meeting?
Oh, I'm doing fine. The council meeting was interesting. The last couple of meetings, when Mayor Molina opened them, he said there would be 30 minutes of public comments. Last night he said there would be 45 minutes of public comments, and while I did watch the meeting, I didn't attend the meeting. And that was really interesting because they apparently have a new kind of a system that they're doing. And supposedly on picking speakers, and he said that the computer generates the names randomly, which... I'm going to have to look into that because how it went from 30 minutes to 45 minutes with no action, no discussion by the council. I mean, you know, it doesn't seem the mayor is the one that's supposed to run the show with established rules, but making them up as he goes along is not really my idea of, you know, the best in the public's interest. You know, everybody getting a shot, everybody getting their turn. Now that's fair. You know, everybody getting the same amount of time. Not some on his side, you know, getting to go over their 3 minutes and anybody else can't go. I mean, you know, they're just things that are obvious that you do when you're running the meeting. Or
usually there's a little bit of discussion about such items that are kind of important to the public, to know about how the public comments are being handled by council, by the mayor.
Well, you know what? I'm going to put in a public request to see where we went from 30 minutes to 45 minutes, how we, you know, we know how we went from everybody got to speak to only some people got to speak. You know, that, of course, started with Owings, but we thought that was over when Owings left, but apparently not.
And the mayor, Molina, you know, he was pretty good for a while there, letting everybody speak. Maybe not all at once, but later on in the meeting, he'd done better than Owings at first.
He did do better than Owings at first. But this new make-it-up-as-you-go-along thing is just not acceptable to me. Now, there were more people on the Anti-World Logistics Center in addition to all the people that Benzivi gets there. To his credit, he has actually made a point to have different people at the meetings. You know, he has some of the same people, you know, that say the same thing every time they open their mouths. But he's also had new people come to them. And most of them are not very good speakers. A lot of them don't speak English, which means, you know, they're only getting information that was passed on to them, because I don't think that each of his presentations are in more than one language, I'm guessing. But if anybody...
I don't know for sure, but I suspect he signs them up sometimes at these luncheons and breakfasts that he has, regardless of their language. He just gets people new ones and signs them up and gets them pumped up, and they go to the meeting.
You know, it's not much different than when people were signing those things for Skechers. What they did was, here, sign here for jobs. And that's exactly what they told people, sign here for jobs. So all those signatures that Victoria Baca got, that's exactly what they did. Who isn't for jobs, but it's very deceptive, and people are thinking that there's going to be 20,000 jobs. Well, we just know that there isn't. Now, there was something very
fantasy
interesting.
Fantasy land.
You know, he is a shyster. He's a con artist. He is a, he's like he's a cross between the Pied Piper of Hamilton and Hitler, you know? Maybe a little Charles Manson thrown in there. People follow because they get mesmerized. You know, Hitler promised them, you know, economic prosperity. They followed him, and then look what they got. Just like Ben Zeebe, they're following him because he's promising them something that they want, and it sounds good. It just isn't going to come to fruition.
You're right about
it.
Who's against jobs, supposedly?
Exactly. I mean, we're not against jobs. We're just against being
quiet.
I'm not
against warehouses if they're in the right place. I'm not totally against warehouses or the logistics industry. I'm not a monster. That's what he always says.
Now, there was something very interesting in the public comment section, and that wasn't during the first public comment section. We know Louise Palmeris and how obnoxious that she is. And for some reason, she doesn't like Julie Reyes, who I guess was hired recently, and Julie Reyes, I believe, worked for Waste Management. And so she goes up there and says stuff about her and cronyism, and I don't know that she's the highest paid, but Louise Palmeris is saying she's the highest paid, whatever it is that she is. And Julie Reyes is the liaison with the, junior city council people, Gutierrez's little committee.
Leadership and all that.
Right. I guess she's a liaison there, and so Louise Palmeris was saying that she tries to take it over and tell them what to do, and she doesn't really care what they – I mean, I'm trying to think of everything she said. And she said that she was George Price's gardener, and she worked in his vineyard, and, I mean, she was –
Well, Deanna, those people, some of those people have their own concerns in other cities, like in Paris, where a council member supposedly tied to the Bacchus has been asked to resign. I don't know about all the details on that, but it was mentioned on a Facebook post. They should be looking in their own little, clique before they start pointing fingers at Julie Reyes.
Well, you know what, but what was really funny, though, is finally Michelle Dawson was very insulted, apparently, because she, at the end of Louise Palmeris' speaking the second time, and we have a guest tonight, so let's see who we have.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
Hello. Who is this?
Hello. This is Daryl Peden. How are you guys?
Oh, hello. Okay. I've
could
been
you,
trying to
I
get off.
Could you please
I hope
spell
I called
your
the
name
right line.
Too,
you did call
your name.
Daryl, Darrell, and then Peden is my last name, P as in Paul, E-E, mm-hmm. D as in dog, E-N as in Nancy.
Thank you.
Mike, just so you know, I've been trying to get a hold of Daniel or Daryl Peden all day well, not all day. Okay, this afternoon. they are the ones that are spearheading the recall on Jeffrey Gaiba, and they served him last night at the city council meeting. I don't know if you did it at the beginning or the end, but I was trying to get a hold of them so they could share whatever information they wanted to share with the public about that. So we'll stop what we were talking about and let him go into what he has to say about it.
Please do.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess this is a good time
four.
To. well, yeah. So he. So we served him the notice yesterday during the city council meeting during the break after the awards. And basically, I mean, really, what we need to let the public know is simply that this is not a personal attack against our council member Jeffrey Gaiba at all. This is not personal in any fashion. I mean, I know there may be some opponents to this that will claim that it is a personal attack, but I'll put that on record right now. This is not. This is simply about getting big money out of our politics. We do not believe that Moreno Valley is for sale. It's not for sale. And we need to stand up as a unit and citizens in this city and recognize that any other city in this country where $500,000 has been put into an election cycle to elect city council members for a special interest, in any other city that would have taken place, people, the citizens, would have been out with pitchforks and torches. In Moreno Valley, no one even says a word about it, and they just let it happen. This is not acceptable to our democracy, and it is not going to be tolerated. And so we just felt that there's certain people that need to step up and take care of this. And we believe that we're positioned in a place right now that we can go ahead and do that and hopefully rally enough people in interest that we can get some backing. And we do have significant backing for this. This is not just Daniel and I. We have a very large group of individuals that are really serious about this, and we're trying to make some positive results in our democracy and get our city back.
Okay. Do you have a website address that you would like to share with people, a phone number maybe? You know, I don't know if you want to give your cell phone over.
Facebook group page maybe?
Sure. I mean, absolutely. We have our website is up, and it's www.recallgaiba.com. So just, you know, plain and simple. Recall, if we're questioning the spelling, I'll go ahead and spell it, R-E-C-A-L-L, Gaiba, G-I-B-A.com, so recallgaiba.com. And all the information regarding this recall and what our position is and how we're moving this forward is all on that website. And the most important part about that website is that on that website, what we're asking people to do is sign the petition. Let it be known where you stand. That's going to be private information. It'll come to us, and we'll be able to go through that data, and we'll be able to contact you when we have the petition already ready so that we can gather those signatures. So we're already getting a head up in the game. We have hundreds of people that have already signed. So this is supported in the community, I mean, without a doubt. Again, this is not just us. This is not a personal attack or sour grapes of any kind. This is about citizens doing what we need to do to get our democracy back, because Moreno Valley is not for sale. And, you know, I won't put my cell phone out there. I mean, yesterday I had some already interesting confrontations at City Hall during the meeting, so I'm not sure if it would be in my best interest to put my personal cell phone out there. But, you know, if you go to the website, you can put your information in there, comment anything that you need. I can get back to you. Or you can private message on my Facebook page, which is Daryl Peden, and you can private message me. I don't use my Facebook page for anything other than my family and very close friends, so I won't friend you, but please just go ahead and message me, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible, or you can reach out and ask for my email address, which is just, I'll send that to you. I can tell you guys what that is. It's darylpeden@gmail.com. So, you know, bottom line is this is not a secret, and we're just trying to do what we can as citizens to make sure our city is on the right path to allowing the citizens to be involved politically. and not one individual or any individuals for that matter or any special interests that control our city council people. We believe that the citizens should be the ones making, pushing policies. We believe the citizens are the ones that have the right to have their voices heard and not just one individual in this city. You know, the interesting thing about this whole process is that we know that IECs have to be, and I'll spell that out, independent expenditure committees or super PACs, have to be totally independent and without a wink or a nod. And what we find is that that is not the case in this situation and in this city, and that has to change. And so I will just go ahead and ask everybody that is listening to this radio that, you know, do what is necessary to turn this city around. There's nothing more important than our democracy. And if you believe that, then go on our website, recallgaiba.com, sign the petition, and let's get this started, because this is not about a recall. This is a movement, and somebody has to do something about it. And it doesn't start with me. It doesn't start with Daniel. It doesn't start with anybody except for the person that's listening to this call. And so I guess that's pretty much what I have to say.
Let me tell you something, though. There has been already some momentum exhibited this evening by Mr. Gaiba. I don't know if you were at the Hidden Springs Residents Committee meeting. It happens quarterly. I was there earlier this evening. And when Jeff Gaiba spoke, he was discussing some landscaping funds that he was trying to round up from the city for various projects. And he said something like, I'm going to do as much on this as I can as long as they keep me. And then it went on like that. So he has acknowledged that he's aware of the recall and the power of the voters, and they're aroused. So that might be something we're going to keep in mind, too. He's sort of taken on psychologically a little bit of a victim, maybe. And he said, like, if they want to keep me. That was what he said. And I wanted to thank you for going forth with this effort. I haven't made up my mind yet. In agreement with your basic premise, though, that the elections have gotten out of hand. This goes along with Citizens United and other quests and things are going on in the United States down at the local level about how our elections are being bought. And I think that is truly something that needs to go forward with what you're doing. Deanna?
Sure. I'd like to add one more thing to that. And you know, a lot of things that we're hearing from opposition is that, you know, from people that really don't understand what's really at stake here and what we have lost in this city. And so they come off and they say that, well, isn't it kind of unfair or is it fair, I guess how they put it, is it fair that you're recalling a council member and they've only been on council for 6 months? And so my response to that is, and it's not a reaction, it's a response. And the response is that, is it fair that our democracy is controlled by the wealthy elite? Is it fair that you as a citizen do not have a voice? When that's one thing that we are promised in this country is our voice and our right to our vote. So that's what I would, you know, like to respond on that. And I hope everybody pays attention to that, because that is the message.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, NBC4 did a newscast. I guess it aired last night on the 11 o'clock news, and mm-hmm. it was titled "Hidden Cost of Convenience," and it's about how online shopping has caused some of the problems that we are having in pollution and such. And it goes on to talk about the San Gorgonio Crossing project in Beaumont. Mm-hmm. They actually interviewed Marion Ashley, and they asked him if his campaign dollars had anything to do with how he would vote on stuff. And of course he said it doesn't have a thing to do with the public is what he thinks about, but it's very interesting to listen to him say people that say that are cynical. Well, it really isn't cynical. because the reality is money makes the world go round, and when people put their money down, they expect something for it.
Absolutely. You
don't go to the grocery store and put money down and don't expect to take your gallon of milk or, you know, your loaf of bread with you. You don't put your money down to get nothing. You put your money down to get something. And anybody
right,
that
absolutely.
Says that that's inaccurate is full of malarkey.
Right. It seems like it's a very easy concept to comprehend, right? I mean, and it's I mean, I don't think it's naive to say that everybody understands the power of money and what is expected when money goes from one and is in the middle of a transaction or is transacted. And so the question is that the reason why they may believe, well, we know why Marion Ashley would say that money is not involved in his voting and it's only the people, obviously, because there'd be huge legal issues if he said so. So the problem is that for the citizens that want to say that money does not control a public official's vote, they're just ignoring reality. You know, like you said, they're putting it aside for some other reason. Maybe because they don't want to face the fact that what the truth actually is, and they don't want to come to a realization that, in fact, we may not actually have what we call as a democracy here. We may not have one person, one vote, and that may not be in existence. I mean, then they have to realize that if they came to the realization of the truth, they would have to realize that, in fact, our policies in Moreno Valley are being controlled by one individual and a corporation, and that's Highland Fairview and Ido Benzivi. And the question is whether or not they want to acknowledge that fact. And you know, so I mean, I guess that's how I leave that comment there. I mean, the reality of it is, like you said, there's a trade-off, and we know what that trade-off is.
Well, Daryl, thank you for coming on and for letting us speak about the Benzivi issue, because I didn't know if you didn't bring it up in your strategy, and I thought maybe if you were taking the high road, it might be good not to keep it, not to get personal for a while and just go on this strategy of stressing the corruption involved in over-excessive political donations, and I think that's a good way to run your campaign, at least to get started. But I did have two technical questions for you a little bit. As you know, some of the previous recalls have been stifled at the beginning by some technical issues with the city clerk. So I hope that you're ready for that and have done as best you can in your due diligence to get the petitions properly printed up and everything. And my second question is, does anyone you know has stepped forward to be a candidate in the event that Mr. Gaiba is recalled?
Okay, so to address your first question, I mean, we're well aware of the issue that may come up. I mean, we as a group don't pursue anything unless we've already strategically planned it out and outlined it and we already
mm-hmm.
know what to expect as a response from every action that we take. So we're very aware of anything of that nature that may come about. Secondly, in regards to a candidate that's going to get on the ballot, we haven't discussed that because that's not of importance here. This is not about changing the council seat. This is about getting big money out of politics. And you're right, it's not about one individual. It's not about Ido. It's not about Highland Fairview. This is bigger than that, because even if Ido and Highland Fairview weren't here, there'd be somebody else here. So it's not about those individuals, and it's not a personal thing about those individuals. It's about big money, and that's a generalization, and that has to be stopped. And so we're not even discussing the ballot or who's going to be on there, because we're not interested in that.
Okay, thank you. Deanna?
I think he answered most of what I would have asked. You know, wanted you on so the public could hear, you know, what it is that, you know, you're doing and why and, you know, where to go to get information. And I think we shared all that. So,
yeah, and if you guys, do I have a second to just add one more thing to this, or are we already out of time?
Go ahead.
I'd like to add that, again, like I said, this is not just a Moreno Valley thing. This is happening throughout the country. And what we do know, if there's any listeners that are wondering whether or not they should support something like this, they have to understand that they're not alone if they do. 97% of the people in the United States of America do not believe big money has a place in our politics. So they need to bring that in heart and understand that they're not alone in this fight, and we need them to step forward and take action. And again, information, www.recallguidebook.com. And I'd also like to add that I want to thank the two of you for everything that you do, mm-hmm. because at the local level, media and news media is hard to come by. And the information that you guys provide the city is crucial. And so I just want to thank you guys very much for what you do in getting the local information out to residents so people are connected.
We try hard.
Well, thank you. Deanna's the one that's kept the show going, so she gets the credit.
Okay, well, thank you. And we'll finish the topic basically back to Louise Palmieri's and her continually insulting Julie Reyes for no particular reason other than she doesn't like her, and she even said that she doesn't like her. the city manager, Michelle Dawson.
Talk about getting personal.
Yeah, so Michelle Dawson said that if the public has a problem with a staff person, she goes, I'm the one that hires them, I'm in charge of them, you need to come to me and bring, you know, the issue to me, which the first thing that came to my mind is Dr. Gutierrez goes to every one of those meetings, and if he thought that Julie Reyes was overstepping or being bullying to the, she didn't use the word bullying, just that she wasn't being sensitive to what they wanted and it was what she wanted, but if she was actually doing that, it would have been Dr. Gutierrez's responsibility to bring it to the city manager himself. And if he didn't do that, she pretty much went up there and said, you know, Dr. Gutierrez is too stupid to, you know, to do what he's supposed to
support his own projects.
So, I mean, to me, what she did was an extreme insult to Gutierrez, because that's what I got out of it. But Melina's retort to Michelle Dawson was First Amendment rights, and you could tell Michelle Dawson was quite annoyed.
Interesting, Deanna.
You just start insulting people for no particular reason, and you tell people, I don't like them. And, you know, an elected official, you can insult an elected official easy all day long, you know, every time you go up there. But you know what? It's really actually rude to start insulting staff people. And if you're going to insult staff people and you really want something to change, you would go to the city manager or whatever division they're in, if there's someone that's not under the city manager, to see them fix it. But just to go up, because this is what, the fourth meeting that she's complained about her for, you know, some reason or another.
Well, you know that those people in her crowd have some political differences, very nuanced, hair-splitting differences among mostly the Democrats that are trying to run the party in this part of the county. And sometimes, it's my opinion that if you're not on their team 100% like they dictate, they will turn on you. And I can cite some examples, and maybe another time, or privately with you, Deanna. But I've heard of things like this, so I'm not surprised. And they have no class either. They, like you said, they
can
be very rude.
Just maybe Michelle Dawson finally, grew up and figured out what was going on and stood up for something, and maybe she's going to go bye-bye along with our city attorney because they don't keep anybody that doesn't agree with everything they want, and they ardently kiss the butt of their brigade.
Can I say a word before we go?
We have about 20 seconds. Hurry up.
Oh, maybe next week I'll get a chance to talk about the move sweeping the country that is making big warehouses obsolete. So that's all I was going to say. Heard some things.
The The second video about the WLC is also on YouTube. And with that, we got to say goodnight, Moreno Valley, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Moreno Valley. Good night.